anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
To disagree with another person is a natural thing. But that doesn't mean that it's fun or that it's always a successful interaction. But what if we sung our disagreements instead of trying to talk them out? Would we be able to listen to the other person better? Would we be able to describe what we're feeling or even know what we're thinking? Let's start with why our traditional ways of arguing may not work for us from a professional.
My name is Esriya Sharon. I'm a conflict management coach.
Is it just me who finds herself either at a loss for words or saying words I had no intention and might not even stand by saying when I find myself in a conflict?
That's what we all do.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel so much better.
Yeah, you can relax.
Oh, good.
You're human. Your suggestion of singing, I think, is actually very creative way to imagine how do you get out of the rut.
Okay, so that's our theory, that singing an argument could get us out of the rut of the way we usually disagree. But will it work? To test it out, I asked Nina Raleigh, a performer and singer, to argue with me. Our point of disagreement, excuse the pun, is that stuff that you can inject into your face to get rid of wrinkles. First, we'll try to work out our disagreement by talking. Here's what happens. Nina is pro-tox.
I am pro-tox.
Talk to me, Nee.
People look down their noses at using fillers or Botox or Restylane or whatever the products are. And yet, why wouldn't you? It's so available and it's so affordable.
But heroin's available. I don't shoot that into myself. I just don't get it. I think it's like naturally fake. I mean, if you're aging.
Naturally fake?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Of course it doesn't make any sense, but isn't that what it's at? Now, as you may be able to tell, we've already reached the point of not making a lot of sense. So here we are singing our disagreement on facial fillers. Esriya, the conflict manager, is curious to see if singing an argument will stop our natural tendency to cast blame and actually allow Nina and I to reach some genuine emotions. Blah. How scary is that? But here's what happens.
Why wouldn't you do whatever you can to make yourself beautiful?
Because everything isn't always good.
That is a facile argument, and you know it.
I really don't like needles. I also think I should be naturally beautiful, or what I am should be naturally okay.
That's a wonderful ideal to have, but welcome to the real world.
The first part of our singing our disagreement sounds a lot like the way we talked it out. But here's where things change.
People look at people our age, middle age. They look at people our age,
middle age.
They look at people our age,
not so middle age.
And they don't see us.
Should I care? I guess that's my question. Should I care what other people think? I was taught as a kid not to care what other people think. And I think that's what I think.
I hate the worry line between my eyes. It makes me look like someone else that I don't relate to.
So here's the thing. If you do this thing and I don't do this thing, will you still like me?
I would like you from my superior perch as a younger looking woman.
Somehow, as upsetting as that image is, emotionally, I think that's okay.
That's okay.
So there you have it. The results of our experiment about singing a disagreement as opposed to just talking it out. If you'd like to try it yourself, we'd love to hear the results.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. You can.
This piece was submitted by Sharon Glassman for the Radio Is Yours contest.